Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Kill Studios, joined as promised by Chase Davenport. The project is Red October. New EP is coming out in September called Don't Do Coke in the Restroom, and an album coming out shortly after that. How's it going?
It's going great, man. So the name of the album, Don't Do Coke in the Restroom, has like, there's a story behind it.
There's got to be a story behind it. Yeah.
So I went to the former now defunct bar known as Second Wind, and there was a jack-o'-lantern carving competition or something along those lines, and one person carved, Don't Do Coke in the Restroom. Mm-hmm. So I took a picture of that, posted it on Facebook.
Right.
Then, fast forward about 4 to 5 years later, recording in the studio, I show it to Josh Hawley, great producer. Check him out at Contrabass on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you should call the EP that. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
Did you have a title already in mind that this replaced, or were you like casting the net for a title at the time?
I guess I was casting the net.
Okay.
Maybe I did have some ideas like October Bloom, October Springtime in October.
Right.
Because it's a very Sonic Youth-y style EP.
I guess if it's a title that's inspired by a jack-o'-lantern, that's still October themed, right?
Yeah, it's definitely October themed.
Where does the name Red October come from?
So there's a movie called The Hunt for Red October. It's one of my favorite movies with Sean Connery. I was like, that would be a cool band name. So I've played venues in Chapel Hill for a long time. I played at the Station, I played at Second Wind, Zogs, I've played at Steel String Brewery with tons of talented musicians, too many to count. So I was like, so if I can't form a band, I'll just do it myself.
Nice.
Because this is obviously in the open mic local syndicate. And I was like watching the movie The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just do it myself.
So Red October is a one-person project?
It's a one-person project. The band Spare has been very instrumental in kind of helping me out.
All right.
When we play some of the songs live at the Station.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been pretty instrumental in helping me with that, which I'm always going to be very grateful for their help.
And you've got like a ton of projects in the works. So you've got the EP that's coming out in September, a full album that's coming out like a couple months later, right?
Yeah, that'll be kind of like, so expect that like after Christmas.
Okay.
Because like, you know, the EP is actually going to be kind of dark, has a very dark, and what better time to release that in the winter? It's like the darkest part of the year.
Right. So. Speaking with Chase Davenport again, the project is Red October. The EP is called Don't Do Coke in the Restroom. That's coming out within a couple of weeks with the album to follow. You've already heard the song Stressed Out. That's the lead single. And so you went into the studio and you mentioned Josh Hawley producing the album, right? Like what was the process of recording it like?
So the process of recording was basically I arranged the music. I wrote the lyrics kind of on the way to the studio because the story behind Stressed Out is, it's basically a commentary. It's also on like mental health and capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are pretty important to me, obviously.
Mm.
And why don't I just write a song about it?
I think it's just important in general at this point,
definitely,
right?
Important.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely, especially where things are right now.
Yeah, right.
And so I imagined a person from the year 2055, what little things they could say, because obviously with capitalism being unregulated, you have to have that face for at work and a face for at home.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was, so I was like, okay, cool. So then I was like, I'm just saying, that's why I say stressed, I'm stressed out, I'm stressed out, I'm stressed out. And what could the person be thinking in the back of their mind?
Right.
Is the opening of their song.
And just saying it over and over. Speaking with Chase Davenport again, the EP's coming out soon. That single's already out, so you can check it out on streaming services. Who or what like inspires you in terms of writing?
Playing? Joy Division. Placebo,
yeah.
New Order, Hole, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. Sonic Youth is definitely one of, Joy Division and Sonic Youth are definitely the top of the list for me.
For sure.
Especially 100%. And the other songs on Dirty and Goo. Definitely check those out if you haven't.
So the next song that we're about to hear is actually a live version of a song. Do you have shows coming up that folks should know about?
Well, I'll be playing tonight at the Station. So with a bunch of other artists, we might actually be playing something new. So
love it. Let's hear the song. Set it up for us. What are we going to hear?
So you're going to hear a live recording that was done at the station of a song called It's Out of Control. It's like, and if you're interested in how to play the song, this is for guitar enthusiasts and also if people are just picking up the guitar, D5, D5A, and C7.
That's it.
And that's pretty much the entire song. And then basically I add a little bit of noise, on the guitar and an abstract guitar solo at the end, which is all in G chord.
Awesome. Again, here we go. Red October playing live on 97.9 The Hill. Red October. That was fantastic. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. No problem. Anytime.
Other upcoming things that folks ought to know about?
So future shows for right now, I'm looking to book those. I do have something in the works, but it's not finalized, so I don't want to like mention that at this time, but just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, TikTok, on all streaming services, and you can subscribe to my YouTube my channel Chase on YouTube, or you can subscribe to the topic Red October on YouTube.
And people want to find you on social media, what's the handle?
Chase Davenport.
Awesome. Chase Davenport on social media. Go there, find out more, and look forward to the new EP, Don't Do Coke in the Restroom. That's out in September. And the new album coming out later on this winter. A lot coming from Red October. So hang out for that, Chase. Thank you so much for being with us. It was fantastic.
No problem, man. No problem at all. Anytime.
And we will be back to wrap up Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill.